When a school employee retires, in many cases they're entitled to unused sick time and vacation pay. But the district had been way behind in issuing checks for termination pay because of old software and central office cuts.
This has been a problem for the district for years and years, and we had folks who were not receiving term pay for years.
As long as 2 years or more. The district last year updated its systems and hired additional staff. District Chief Financial Officer Uri Monson told the school board's Finance and Facilities Committee on Thursday that the district is ahead of its schedule for eliminating the backlog by June. He said there were 4,000 outstanding cases in October, and as of January 3rd, 2,100 had been processed.
There's no good explanation for it, and there's no excuse for it. There are lots of reasons why it happened, but we took it on, and it's being fixed, and the goal was by the end of this fiscal year, so by June, that will not be happening again.
Monson says once the backlog is cleared, the district hopes to issue checks for termination pay within 75 to 90 days after an employee's last day. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.